In the 1920s, automotive engineers made one of the greatest mistakes of the 20th century. Researchers at General Motors discovered that adding lead to gasoline improved the performance and gas mileage of car engines. Lead was a known poison, but scientists working for automakers and oil and chemical companies said that exposure levels from leaded gasoline would be too low to harm anyone. By the 1960s, a growing body of research proved them wrong. Even low levels of lead exposure were harmful. Lead is toxic to nerve cells in the brain, and the developing brains of children are especially susceptible. Use of leaded gasoline peaked between the late 1960s and the early 1980s. By 1996, leaded fuel for cars was banned in the United States. By 2021, lead use in gasoline was banned worldwide. The disastrous consequences of this mass lead exposure are still being discovered. In 2023, a team of American researchers published a study showing that about half of all Americans alive today were exposed to dangerous levels of lead when they were children. This amounts to 170 million people. They're all at greater risk of developing neurodegenerative diseases, such as Alzheimer's disease when they get old, as well as mental illness and heart attacks. Further, the researchers estimate the exposed people suffered a loss of intelligence amounting to an average of 2.8 points on a standard intelligence test. Those with the heaviest exposure died. Hundreds of children died every summer during the 1960s from severe lead poisoning. The cost of this environmental mistake has been high. This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University, with production support from the Office of the Provost. I'm Yael Cassander.